Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nivisesa Yanyavari Ashkatyaya Shalani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vivasadi Gaurakavinda He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Sri Shrisha Gopika Ganda Hara Gandhe Gavosare Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Jayatam surato pango mama mahate asarvasma parambhyo adhamo ano.
My dear devotees, you are all advanced souls, expert in the art of relishing the bhakti rasa. I know your hearts are full of love. Please know, although my words are not realized, I hope that they will bear the fragrance of Lord Hari this evening. And I asked you a question. When there's ordinary well water that is used to bathe the Shalagram Shila, isn't that well water fit to be drunk by the greatest transcendentalists? So although my words are ordinary, unrealized, but if they bathe the beautiful form of Lord Hari, they become charanamrita, fit to be relished by the realized devotees of the Lord. I hope. It is wonderful that you have gathered for the Eastern retreat. It is so rare to find like-minded souls who gather in an overcrowded room and are still willing to drink about the pastimes of Krishna, although they have heard the whole day. I consider it a great honor. I feel myself like a fly amongst elephants. And I will try to create something which has become my personal passion. I will talk about the pastimes of Krishna and hope that this creates an atmosphere. There are six qualities of Krishna Katha, and you can see if they come together this evening. The first is their param, the supreme subject matter. But perhaps more important, they are punyam, purifying, like the sun. The sun rays can shine on a dirty place, but they disinfect the place and make it fit so that a saint can sit there. These pastimes are wonderful, Adbhuta. They are yoga nishtam, full of bhakti yoga. They are relished by Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami. And Bhagavatabhiramam, they are very dear to the devotees of Lord Hari. Today I want to speak about this stone. It has the imprint of Krishna's thumb on it. You can perhaps see later in peace or in from close by. It is a stone which is touched by the hand of the Lord when he made a promise that will benefit all the devotees who hear about it and who move in the right direction so that they become a recipient of this promise. You must know something about Krishna's promises. There's a beautiful section in the Mahabharata when Krishna came to look at his, to visit his dear devotees, the Pandavas, in the palace of Maharaj. Some Maharaj, where the Pandavas had to stay incognito for the last year of their exile. No one knew them. They were disguised. They had hair. Places where there were no hair was no hair before, not so much. They had different professions. They were masked, but Krishna knew them and came to visit them. Arjuna greeted him and he said to Krishna, "O Keshava, you are my brother and you are my best friend. Truly, you are dearer to me than anyone in this world. O Krishna Keshava, I dedicate my entire life to you. There's no one else who can protect me." So Arjuna said this dressed as a eunuch, you know, like a woman with and Krishna smiled at him and said to him, "O Partha, for saying to me, you're my brother and my best friend, Krishna, my heart is won over, and I will give a promise to you. A storm will come, it will fall over the Kuru dynasty and wipe out most of the Kshatriyas. But Opata, not a single hair will fall from your head. At the end of this heartbreaking battle, the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna's word had been fulfilled. Most of the Kshatriyas had gone on to the heavenly planets. Many had left their bodies, but Arjuna was fully intact. Not a single hair had been removed. My dear devotees, Krishna's promises are very, very powerful, and he keeps them. He once said to Draupadi, "Draupadi, the Himalayas may crumble to sand. The sky may fall from up down to the ground, and the oceans may dry up, but I will never break my word." My dear devotees, do you know of a promise of Krishna that he has given to his devotees? I'm asking you. Yes. For instance, in the 18th chapter and then the 9th chapter, he says, what is the key verse in the Bhagavad Gita? Always think of me, do my service as my devotee, worship me, and what else? Bow down to me, and you will certainly come to me in my eternal abode. I promise you this because you are my dear friend. Do you know of this promise? Some devotees keep a sheet of paper on the door where it says, think of Krishna, serve him, worship him, bow down to him, and the Lord will take you to his eternal abode. That's a promise. Krishna will keep it. The Himalayas may crumble to sand. The sky may fall to the ground, but Krishna will never break his word. Do you know of another promise of Krishna? Yes, I hear something, but I hear so much nice sound that I don't hear entirely. Surrender unto me, I will deliver you from your karma, from the flow of your karma. And someone said something which will be the subject matter of this katha. Krishna promised, I will never leave Braj, I will never leave the Brijbasis, and I will never leave those who are searching for me. And he said this while touching a rock near Kamyavan. Here is a mini rock from this, where his thumb was. And I have to be careful where I place it so that I it will be there. And he made this promise. He said, on the fact that I'm Nanda Maharaj's son and that I'm herding his 900,000 cows, I make this promise. I will never leave Vrindavan. I will never leave the Brijbasis, and I will never leave those who sincerely search for me. But this promise has been challenged. So we will hear today and tomorrow about the circumstances, how Krishna made this oath and how Krishna kept his oath. Is this a good subject matter? Good. After the 11th birthday of Krishna, Jamashtami, when the monsoon season started in Vrindavan, something began to move that all the Brijbasis interpreted as a very, very bad omen. You must know, in Vrindavan, Krishna is the center of everyone's attention. He's the center of the cowherd boys, the gopis, Nanda Maharaj, but he's also the center of all the watery bodies in Vrindavan, ponds and lakes. He's the center even of the trees. We hear from the Goswamis that the trees think, when will Krishna come under me so that I can give him shade and serve him in this way? Prabhupada writes about this. When Krishna was on this earth, all the residents of Vrindavan loved him. Indeed, they knew nothing but Krishna. They did not know whether Krishna is God or not God, nor were they disturbed by such thoughts. I shall love Krishna if he is God. No, their only attitude was one of pure love. And they thought, he may or may not be God. It doesn't matter to me. We love Krishna, that's all. This then is the real platform of unalloyed love. This is Vrindavan. And if you can learn here in this world to love Krishna like this, you are living in Vrindavan and you will go to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, my dear devotees, Krishna puts his Godhead like a coat in a wardrobe. He doesn't care for this any longer. He just relishes love. The blind poet Bilva Mangala has said, O Krishna, you play in the mud on the yards of the cowherders, but you are hesitant to appear on the sacrificial altars of the noble brahmanas. You play in the dirt, but you don't come on the altar of the brahmanas. You answer the mooing of the cows and bulls of Braj by crying out, moo, moo, moo. But you remain silent when the sages and saints offer reverential prayers. You become the servant of the gopis of Braj and carry their things, while you don't want to be the master of the austere ascetics. Thus I know that your lotus feet can only be attained by love, by ecstatic love. Please, let us move to Vrindavan, glorifying this land, and then we will enter our katha. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Jaya Vrindavan.
Jaya Krishna.
Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Govinda Gopinatha Madana. Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan.
Govinda
Gopinatha Madana. Radhe Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
Radhe Jaya Krishna,
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan. Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan.
Govinda Gopinatha
Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. In Vrindavan, Krishna was joyfully the center of everything. The whole forest of Vrindavan was echoing with his laughter. everywhere, everyone could hear the flute of Krishna. They would wait, the Brijbasis, in the late afternoon for Krishna to return, and they would see first a cloud of dust, and then they would hear the joyful sound of flute playing and laughter, as that cloud of dust that was raised by the cows that Krishna heard, it came close to them. And then when a favorable breeze was blowing, the dust dispersed and Krishna's beautiful effulgence, dark blue, washed from the horizon, and he made his appearance before everyone. In Vrindavan, my dear devotees, you must know that Krishna is in a special mood, and he does six things which he doesn't do anywhere else. Not in Mathura, not in Dwaraka, and not even in Germany. Dan, Man, Hori, Chori, Rasa and Vilas. Dan means Krishna lovingly extracts taxes from his devotees. He stops them and says, if you want to pass here, I am the appointed toll collector. See my toll box booth? And he points to a booth which is situated on Govardhan. He has put it together and he's there in a dress of a toll collector. How this looks, this dress, I don't know. Man, sometimes the devotees of Krishna are lovingly angry at Krishna. Radharani may say, I never want to see that dark person again, and she will give away in charity all her dark zaris. She will even give her shalagam shilas away, and she will whitewash the dark tamal trees. Man, loving anger meant to enhance the love. Holy, Krishna plays with colors. He even throws colors at the brahmanas and they don't protest because they love Krishna. Chori, Krishna is known for stealing. What does he steal in his childhood? Butter. What does he steal later? Clothes. Oh my God. The God who steals clothes. He steals everything. Bilva Mangala Thakur says he is such a thief, but that is also outside of Vrindavan, that just by hearing his name, one's karma is stolen. Wow. That's a very influential thief. Krishna plays the Rasa Leela in the autumn nights in Vrindavan. And that he only does in Vrindavan. And he does Vilas. The Vilas means he's roaming barefoot all over the country of Vrindavan. He does not want to bear shoes in Vrindavan because he wants to touch his beloved Vrindavan, the arm and dust, with his foot, direct contact. No? So Krishna played in these and many other ways. Dan, then Man, then
Uri,
then
Chori,
then
Vilas,
then
Vilas,
and many other pastimes. And then his 11th birthday came. Around that, around 22 to 23 days after his birthday, something very significant happened. He had gone to Govardhan. He had established again his toll booth. And he had come down from Govardhan and stopped the beautiful gopis in their path. And he said, Hey, what do you have there on your heads? And the gopis knew it was butter and yogurt, and Krishna liked to have this. Give me some of this. The gopis ignored Krishna and closed their veils and just looked somewhere else. Is this how you play, communicate with the toll collector? Give me this or I will take it. So that moment, like so many years before, the gopis took away their veils and said, "Oh, Krishna, is this how you show strength? You stop young ladies who are alone in the forest. If you have any strength, if you have any power, is this the way to show it? We are disappointed with you." This was a heavy criticism. "If you have any strength, go to Mathura. Wrestle with the wrestlers there. Show your strengths before worthy competitors." They had many times said this, but this time, 22 days after Krishna's 11th Jamashtami, something escaped Krishna's lips, which was very heartbreaking, which foretold of the future events. When the gopis heard what Krishna answered, they started trembling. This was Krishna's answer. "Yes, I will go to Mathura. I will kill Kamsa and reestablish Ugrasena's rule. But hear me, beautiful Radha. Hear me, dear gopis. If I set my foot on the path to Mathura and go there, I will have so much to do there that I will never return to Braj." This was the most terrible thing. A thunderbolt from the sky was pleasant in comparison to these words. The possibility that Krishna would leave the gopis were intolerable. As soon as they heard these words leaving Krishna's mouth, the gopis surrendered everything and expressed, oh Krishna, don't ever talk about this again to us. You can have everything. Everything is yours. Ask everything. And even if your stomach is full because you have taken too much, don't hesitate to ask everything from us. There is not one single reason for you to go to Mathura. And don't ever speak like this. After this, there were signs in nature, and there were signs which Nanda and Yashoda observed that were heartbreaking. My dear devotees, after monsoon, the Kadamba trees should have leaves and blossoms, but all the leaves fell down from the Kadamba trees. In Vrindavan, there are usually birds that chirp so nice day and night they sleep. But all the birds looked on the floor and became strangely silent, as if they were very sad. After the monsoon, there should be cool breezes, but the breezes were hot, as if heating up the atmosphere. The sunsets, which are very joyful events, you know, beautiful atmosphere, were sorrowful, as if the sun was fearing some calamity. Krishna's favorite cows? Do you know some of the names? Surabhi, yeah. Pingala, Hamsi, Medangamukhi, yes, beautiful names. Davali, they were not eating properly. For no apparent reason, and they looked as if they were lamenting an upcoming loss. Inauspicious birds like owls and crows came to Braj and made unusual sounds. Peacocks kept their feathers down and didn't make these joyful displays of the circle. And the calves were not drinking the milk to their full satisfaction. Deers, who usually joyfully came to Krishna and looked at him with their eyes, avoided him as if they were fearful of him. The joyful monkeys, which you also know, which are Krishna's companions, just sat there sad. And the Jamuna was in turmoil. All these signs and more pointed in one direction, a great calamity, a great pain would come like a storm and fall into Braj. All the elderly gopas and gopis noticed that bad omens. My dear devotees, do you remember in the Bhagavatam a passage where one devotee notices bad omens and comes to a conclusion? Yudhisthira Maharaj, yes. He looked at the people of the country who began to lie to each other. That was never done before. He saw animals like hyenas and jackals coming into the streets of the towns. And when he looked at the altars in the temple, my dear devotees, he saw the deities, and they seemed to be leaving the altar. Just imagine this drama. And from all this, he concluded the unthinkable, that Krishna, the son of the world, had disappeared. In Nanda Bhavan was such a place where there was constant celebrations. Nanda Maharaj would give every morning ample charity to anyone who came, but it looked empty. His left eye, Nanda Maharaj's left eyes, twitched. When you are a man and your left eye begins to move a little like this, you know, oh, something is going to happen. When you are a lady, when your right eye twitches like this. Yashoda saw black shadows in a dream. And when she went to the stove to boil the milk, my dear devotees, the milk turned sour. And it did not produce sweet yogurt, but sometimes bitter yogurt. In the homes of the British Basis, the milk is taken care of like a son. You know, he must come out good. So when the milk came out bad, the British Basis went to Gagacharya. What is happening? And Gagacharya said, I'm looking into the planets. There is a huge disturbance in the planets. The hyenas, which would cry in the evening, would start in the afternoon. Last December, we went to Braj, and the night fell. We had spent so much time here and there, and all of a sudden it started. what is this? And it came closer, and it was like about 100 hyenas crying. My dear devotees, you catch your heart and you run when you hear this for the first time. We recorded it. We can show you. You will run from Goloka Dham when you hear it. It sounds so heavy. And they usually do this after sunset, but they started in the afternoon. Yashoda Ma knew exactly how warm the bed of Lala Krishna was when she slept in there. But when she felt the bed where Krishna had slept, Krishna's bed was cold, as if Krishna had not been sleeping at all. My dear devotees, these things, bad as they sound, were not yet troubling the Brijbasis too much. After all, we have heard there is in the Vrindavan, in this world, there are demons coming, and in the spiritual world, there are ideas of demons coming, only ideas. They are like prototype ideas, nothing more. No real demons. That was not a disturbance, my dear devotees. For a devotee of Krishna, who has Krishna, when there are some unnatural signs, and when strange people are elected to be presidents of countries, the devotee says, Hare Krishna. It's not a problem. But the Brijbasis saw that even Krishna began to show some unusual behavior. It was as if he exhibited some signs of an upcoming departure from Vraj. For instance, he was found alone, looking for a long time over the hills, the forests, the cows of Braj, as if he wanted to take all these impressions in his heart and keep them there so that he could carry them. He was always affectionate to his friends, but he became so affectionate that sometimes he would embrace a friend and not let him go for a long, long time. And if the friend would look, there were tears in Krishna's eyes. He spent long, lonely times alone in the banks of the Yamuna and thought of his best times in Braj. Even the melodies on his flute changed. Usually they were joyful, but they became very melancholic. Very sorrowful. His friends and even the animals noticed the change, but no one dared to speak with Krishna about the unthinkable. They were highly alarmed, especially the gopis. My dear devotees, even their shadows became thin because they were so worried. Radharani and Lalita and Vishakha had very confusing dreams. They saw a black person pulling them away from Krishna. Another time, Radharani dreamt of Krishna, that he was trapped in the walls of a huge city. All these dreams made them restless, but none of the Brajbasis wanted to ask Krishna what was going on. Even Nanda and Yashoda could not convince their heart to ask Krishna, is something different? it needed a very close associate of Krishna who dared to ask the question which was on everyone's mind. The question was clear. Krishna, will you ever leave us? The one who asked this question was Sridham. My dear devotees, Sridham, you can see before your eyes here this from Radha Krishna Ganodesha Deepika, a very blackish blue complexion. He wears yellow clothes. Can you imagine the nice contrast, you know, bluish body, dark blue, and then yellow, nice yellow. Today, Radha Madan Mohanan dressed in this beautiful dress which has the color like the blossoms of the mustard seed, no? And he was decorated with jeweled necklaces. He is an illustrious youth of 16 years, quite old, for Braj, and very dear to Sri Krishna, and he is an embodiment of many blissful pastimes. We hear he wrestles with Krishna, he throws balls and catches balls and throws them so far away that they fall in the Yamuna and everything. Who is Sridham's father? Ah, you should know who's who. Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Then who is his mother, who is extremely chaste? Kirtida Devi, yes. Now, who are his two younger sisters? Radharani and Ananga Manjari, yes. This is Sridham Saka, the older brother of Radha. He saw all this and he came one day to Krishna and says, Krishna, we all feel something has changed in Vrindavan and we feel something has changed with you. So we feel, and then he began to cry, that the life force of Braj is going to leave. Krishna said to Sridham, Sridham asked more directly, what do you mean with that there are changes in the life force? What life force? Krishna, and then Sridham had to say it, will you ever leave us? Will you ever go away any time in your life? So Krishna now knows this is not just Sridham's question. It's a collective question and it requires an answer that is thorough, profound, not just a simple answer, no, yes. Otherwise the Brajvasis would not believe him. Krishna knows, I have said many things and I have done some tricks. He needed to give the devotees he loved most a dependable answer, an answer they would accept throughout the centuries, throughout the times. He knew that even the devotees of this world, the coming devotees, the devotees of the Eastern retreat and the Mayapur retreat and the this and the that, they would probably eventually hear about his answer if he will ever leave them. And he needed to say something strong. At that time, Krishna sat on a stony hill near Kamyavan. And he said one thing. Mrajavasi Brindavane Sada Mere Jivan Pran Enehe Nabe Sabehun Moinanda Baba Kean. He said, on the fact that I'm Nanda Maharaj's son, I swear in the name of my father, I will never leave the Brijbasis. I will never leave Vrindavan. Mere Jivan Pran, they are the life of my life. But his friends were not satisfied because Nanda Maharaj was not there. There's a tradition, when you give a strong oath, then the person whom you are calling upon as your reference point, you know, in the name of so-and-so, has to be there, and you have to touch him on the head. If you are superior, you can touch him on the heart. You can touch him anywhere on the hand when you are younger. And then you swear. But Nanda Maharaj was not there. The person in whose name Krishna made this was not present. So his friends looked at him. Krishna wanted to, not that Krishna wanted to trick them this time. You can't trick a person when in such a serious situation. So he said, okay, when you give an oath, you have to touch something holy. In our Western civilization, what do you touch when you give an oath? Bible, yes. Once our devotees were forced in the German court to touch the Gita and swear something. We don't like to do this, but you can also choose something pure. Like what, for instance? Ganga Jal. Or very pure elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. So Krishna touched the rock where he was. Pure earth. Not the. And he said, once again, I will never ever leave the Brijvasis of Vrindavan. They are the life of my life. I swear this on the name of my father, Nanda Maharaj. But this time he touched the earth. The Brijvasis felt some satisfaction when they heard about this. But not fully. How could they ignore Krishna's changed behavior? How could they ignore the bad omens which they saw? Now, as this was going on, by the incredible Shakti of the Lord, Kamsa sat in his palace, deadly afraid of Krishna. That moment a servant came with some orange juice, and when Kamsa saw the yellowish orange juice, he went, ah, no! Because, why do you laugh? This is terrible. Because the yellow orange juice reminded him of what? Krishna. How? Dhoti, yes, you know everything. Kamsa, when he looked in the mirror, he saw holes in his head. He saw things like Bhagavatam says he was sitting on a chariot drawn by donkeys into the western direction. What is the western direction? Who's there in the west? Yamaraj, yes, 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 yes. So, and he said, Krishna has killed all the demons I've sent. There's only one thing left now. I must bring Krishna away from Vrindavan, where he has home advantage. You know, when you have football, when the Brazilians play in Brasilia, they have home advantage. They feel encouraged by all the Brazilians saying, go for it. He needed to remove Krishna from Mathura. Nu Akrura was a family associate of Nanda Baba. So he took Akrura, called Akrura, he touched him by the hand and said, can you please bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura? We will have some games there in the stadium, some wrestling games. Also, Shiva will be worshipped the day before. The order was given in such a way, my dear devotees, if Akrura would say, no, I'm not going to bring Krishna, then this would bring about his death. So Akrura was conflicted. He knew, I know Krishna has sent me to bring the beloved sons of my friend Nanda Maharaj to Mathura, and he has some bad plan in his mind. The worst thing for me would be to cheat my friend and just take what is dearest to him somehow out of Vrindavan. But I have no choice. And also I know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can handle a little demon from this world. So on his way, Akrura went. It's very interesting to note, the Bhagavatam lists a few auspicious omens. One omen was that a herd of deers was passing on the left side of his chariot. Last time we went to Vrindavan, we left Goloka Dham quite early. And as we were going on the road, my dear devotees, there were about 20 deers passing on the road. And I said, everything will be auspicious. We will not miss the plane. They will accept our luggage, overweight. Don't worry. The deers have passed on the right side. So he saw auspicious omen. What was the most auspicious omen which he saw? Do you remember? I'm sorry. I just can't hear your old age has stuffed my something with cows, you say. Yeah, in the evening he saw the cows were being milked and so on. But the real thing is he saw in the dust of Vrindavan special footprints. Do you remember which? Krishna's own footprints. How does this look, Krishna's footprint? Like there is a fish on his heel, which means the devotee's mind is like a restless fish. But if they think about Krishna's lotus feet, that restless fish will be arrested and become peaceful. There are many things. A victory flag is there. An octagon. You can take a photo of this so that you will recognize the footprint of Krishna. The moment, so he said, I may come outwardly as the servant of Kamsa, but Krishna doesn't look outwardly. He will look into my heart and he will see that I'm his devotee. So he was very encouraged and he arrived in Vrindavan. The moment Akrura arrived in Braj, the Brijbasis knew now the greatest danger had arrived before their very doorsteps. When Krishna saw Akrura, He said to Nanda, "Oh Baba, he comes from the town. I've never seen a big town. Can I go?" "Don't speak like this to me. It's not safe in the town. Everything is there in Braj. Let us see what he wants. He is a servant of Kamsa. I know him. He's my friend. But he comes directly from that king." So there were some talks with Akrura in the night. And Akrura said, "Krishna Balarama invited by King Kamsa to come to Mathura for the Shiva worship, the worship of Shiva's bow. And they are also invited for some wrestling game. And then after 1 or 2 days, they will come." "No," said Nanda Maharaj, "do not say this. Do not take Krishna away from Braj. Why don't we ask Krishna?" So Krishna was asked, Balaram was asked, and they knew everything. They said, "Baba, 2 days and we will return." When Yashoda heard this, there's an ancient poem who writes about Mother Yashoda. She was devastated. Once a friend of Mother Yashoda came to Lord Krishna, whose name is Mukunda, and said, "My dear Mukunda, if Mother Yashoda is forced to stand on fire, but allowed to see your lotus face, then this fire in which she's standing will appear to her like the Himalayan mountains, full of cooling ice. But when she is allowed to stay in an ocean of nectar, and she is not allowed to see your lotus face, then even this ocean of nectar will appear to her like an ocean of arsenic poison." And then the poet ends, "Let the anxiety of Mother Yashoda of Braj, always expecting to see the lotus feet of Krishna, lotus face of Krishna, be glorified over the universe. My dear devotees, let us pause here and learn from Mother Yashoda. If in our life we can feel Krishna's presence, then everything will make sense and it's easy. But when we are rich and famous and everything is the way our mind wanted it, and we don't feel Krishna's presence, there is only trouble." C.G. Jung, the famous Swiss psychologue, has said something very interesting. He has said, when a person can see that there is meaning in his life, he can go through the most difficult situations and they will not crash him. But when he thinks his life is just as meaningless as the tale told by an idiot, you know, meaningless, this is a Shakespearean expression for meaninglessness, then even the smallest difficulty break him. So if in your life you can be with Krishna, then everything is very nice. I would like to stop a little and then we will have 5 more minutes and chant with you. Please do chant in such a way that you call out for Krishna. Please chant in a way that you acknowledge, Oh, so often I am separated from Krishna, but that's not because of him, that's because of me. And chant for a little time with us. Those who play cartels, please don't play faster than I play. So we will sing a song you have never sung before. I'm serious. We can always sing the Maha Mantra as if we sing him the first time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
With your heart,
Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Please all Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama.
One more time, please, every one of us. Please sing Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Oh, hai bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
One last time, please, every one of us.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, let us approach this from a spiritual archaeologist point of view. Once Prabhupada was asked by his disciples, how can we attain Krishna? And he gave the answer which you know, I think it was in one of the presentations, by being eager. No? Someone who's indifferent cannot attain Krishna. That is obvious. But this time, when Prabhupada was asked, how can we attain Krishna? He said, by your anxiety. Now, anxiety, the way we know it, is something undesirable. It's stress. It's often self-centered. And then he said, just like Mother Yashoda. So, in this situation, it's the night before Krishna would actually depart from Braj. He had said for two days only, I'm coming back. But everyone from the omens and no one, you know, they were so anxious for Krishna. In the evening when Krishna went to bed, Mother Yashoda sat next to his bed. And she put her hand on Krishna's head for better sleep. And then she rubbed his chest for better sleep. No? And then she looked into his drooping eyes. Do you know what drooping eyes are? When the eyes go like, you know, just faltering and almost nodding off. And with great pain in her voice, she said, my Gopal, you will never leave me, right? The gopis had all night stayed up. They were around Srimati Radharani. And they could not sleep, but they cried the whole night. In the morning, the gopis talked briefly with Krishna and reminded him, don't go. Soon, you know, Sharad Purnima is coming. Stay in Vrindavan for some more time. You know, Holi is also coming. Don't go to Mathura. Everyone celebrates in their homes. No, nobody goes out. And there's so many festivals, Govardhan Puja, everything is just coming. But Krishna had made up his mind. In the morning he got on the chariot And you know there, you have heard many times how the gopis wanted to stop the chariot, how they threw themselves before the chariot wheels, how Radha cried so much that stones would break, how Nanda was holding Yashoda, who had fainted, you know. And Krishna saw all this, and then he got off the chariot and he bowed down to all the Brijbasis. And he said, I'm indebted to your love. Not even in a thousand births of Brahma would I be able to repay your love for me. Soon I will return to Braj. But no one was convinced. All the Brijbasis followed the chariot of Akrura. They went as far as one village. It's in the outskirts of Nandagram. This road which Krishna took is called the Mathura Gamana Road, the road to Mathura. You can still see it. It is still there. It's actually called Akrura Gamana Marga. It's a straight road, but later we hear Akura had to curve to avoid the Brijbasis who wanted to stop him. When finally they bid farewell to Krishna and Balaram, who was taken to Mathura on Akura's chariot, they stayed there motionless like stones on the road. With unblinking eyes, they kept staring down the road, even after Krishna and Balaram's chariot could not be seen any longer, and only the dust had settled already. They were still staring down the road. The village, there's a village, it used to be called Magahera. Now it's shorter, it's Magera. It means staring down the road. The Brijbasis used to sit on this road and were just staring down to Mathura. When will Krishna come and return? The Bhakti Ratnaka says, look at this village of Magahera. The Brijbasis simply stared down the road in the direction that Krishna went. Their anguish means pain, was indescribable. Nowadays people call this place Magera. Say?
Magera.
Yes. The last words which Krishna heard were from Srimati Radharani. She told Krishna, you are going towards the Yamuna. When you reach the Yamuna, just before you enter Mathura, offer 3 palms of water in our name here as tapana. You know, when someone has died, you take water and you, with sesame seeds, and you offer it like this. So offer this in our name. This is for the gopis who have died. This were the last words of Radharani to Krishna. Now the question is, what is about this here? I will never leave the Brijbasis. I will never leave Braj, and we hear Krishna made, Rupa Goswami describes this, I will never leave those who search for me in Vrindavan. No, I will not leave them. What's about this? Is it a lie? Is all of Krishna consciousness a lie? Does the Lord not keep his promise? Is all some, you have been told something, so that you work hard. What is with this? My dear devotees, this is a sweet, sweet secret. When Hari Parshad showed us this beautiful photo, no, of the lotus flower, which has external leaves and fibers, and it has in the center, what does it have? A whirl, you know, in Deutsch Blütenkranz, where the bees extract the pollen. I was thinking, knowing that I would try to talk about this subject, that there is a secret which I cannot reveal to you now, only tomorrow. why are you laughing? It is because this will be, we first have to relish this vipralamba bath, you know. For souls in this world who want to approach Krishna, this feeling separation from Krishna is how it starts. This is how Mahaprabhu has taught the devotees. No, through Vipralamba, feeling the separation. Ayi nanda tanuya, no, kinkaram, patitam mam vishame bhavam budho, kepayatava parapankaya stiti duli sadisham vijin. Yes, yes, yes. Good. So we will stay with this. Imagine the bridge passes sitting in the dust. It gets hot. The sun is down, but is blaring down. But they stare down the road when we are not moving. We are not moving. We are not moving until Krishna comes. You know, this is love. This is love. So we will leave them there. Tomorrow we will. I hope we are blessed, you know, it's a very, very deep subject. how Krishna kept his promise, and you can't leave Goloka Dham without hearing this, otherwise your spiritual life might be ruined because you think he's not keeping his word. But it is really, this really, my dear devotees, is really the way Krishna. The way, if we understand how Krishna keeps his promise, we will be with Krishna and always feel him by our sides. And the way he did it is just so glorious that my voice starts, I don't know, I will be able to say it. It's not that, but it's just so glorious and so wonderful. My dear devotees, I want to end here and thank you very much for listening. I know for some of you this is very strenuous. If we would hear about other things we are accustomed to, then it is sometimes easy, but this is sometimes new for us. My sources for this katha are the various poets in Braj. I have one, we know one devotee who is studying this and supplying us with these informations, Krishna Murari Goswami. He has just been given a huge trunk of rare manuscripts for, you know, from all times. Yeah, and we went this year to this place. I had heard about this from Burijan Prabhu, my good friend. When I visited him in his room, he showed me on his altar one stone. And I said, well, what stone is this? Is it Giriraj? No, he said, it's not Giriraj. He didn't want to talk about it. Is it a Tatiya Shila from Vashana? No. Why do you always ask? Because I'm Sachinanath Swami. Is it this? Is it that? Then he said, it's a promise stone. the promised stone. And then he told me about the place where this where Krishna had made this promise, and how he went there, and how he felt when he was sitting there, that his whole life is based on the promises of Krishna, on the promises of Srila Prabhupada. And he is becoming so enlivened to hear how Krishna keeps his promise. You know, we have started this spiritual journey with a sweet, sweet hope in our heart. And tomorrow, yes, if Krishna lets me live this long, I will try to tell you. I've made some notes, but I will also talk beyond these notes. Good. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Syam, Jai Jai Si Vrindavan Dham, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Syam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana Ga. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Syam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana Ga. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Syam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Syam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Syam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Syam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Syam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham. Radhe, Jai Jai Syam. Maybe we are now, the deities were close in short time. Maybe we can all turn towards the deities. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please again.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please, one more time, everybody.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hey bo, everybody please sing Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh, everybody please sing Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Se Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Se Radhe. Jaya Prabhu Padat, Prabhu Padat, Prabhu Padat, Chila Prabhu Padat. Jaya Sivarade. So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for participating. This was your first full day of your Eastern retreat. Gaurahari Prabhu has requested me to make these final announcements. My dear devotees, by now you have an idea how tomorrow will look like. We will also have the same early morning program. Try to make it a point to be here for the early darshan, 7:15. You know, the early darshan is earlier, 4:30. Many of you have been there and have taken part in the japa session. Wonderful. But those who are perhaps tired or so on, try to be there 7:15, or then later class will start at 7:45. The class will be given by myself this time for a certain reason, you will see. And then our Hari Parshad Prabhu will continue, I think, with his Smaranam session, yes, at 11 o'clock. That's a time you would not like to miss by anything. And then there are a few other things happening which will be announced tomorrow, but let us not store so many informations. One thing I would like to just say in closing It was a real pleasure to watch you. You were fully participating in the two classes this morning and in the afternoon, what is it called? Noon time, before noon. Very, very good. We have come here for this, for monsoon of Krishna Katha, which will then fill our hearts and cups for hopefully a long time. Please stay focused, participate fully, not just listening. I see many of you taking notes, or there are, some of us are not note takers. No problem. Remain totally focused, because we are creating something together. You know, when the audience is very eager and the speaker is willing to put his heart into what he says, wonderful results can be reached. And Krishna personally is pleased by this and stays in such a, or comes to such a sangha. So let us continue to keep the energy high, and see you all tomorrow. You know the program. Also, in case you want to see it written down, it's of course there in the temple door, the outside. We also want to serve you now prasadam. We have cooked something which will please you, we hope. And it will be served in the tent. So you might like to make your way there. See you all tomorrow, and gute Nacht. Sleep well. Hare Krishna.